Section 5.1.2, debunking old myths about war. Modern societies are often guided by a set of beliefs about conflict that are, at best, unquestioned myths. These need to be widely challenged. They are: myth, it is impossible to eliminate war. Fact, to say this is to submit fatalistically to determinism, to believe that we humans do not make our history but are the helpless victims of forces beyond our control, that we have no free will. In fact, it was once said that it was impossible to abolish legalized slavery, dueling, blood feuds, and other institutions that were deeply embedded in societies of their time, practices that are now, if not fully in the dustbin of history, universally understood to be eliminable. War is a social invention, not a permanent feature of human existence. It is a choice, not something imposed by a law of nature. Myth: war is in our genes. Fact: if this were true, all societies would be making war all of the time, which we know is not the case. During the most recent 6,000 years, war has been sporadic, and some societies have not known war. Some have known it and then abandoned it. Quite a few nations have chosen to have no military. War is a social, not a biological, event. Myth: war is, quote, natural. Fact: it is very difficult to get people to kill in wartime. A great deal of psychological conditioning is required even to get them to fire their guns, and very often they are traumatized by the experience and suffer post-traumatic stress disorder. Many veterans of combat end up chemically dependent and many commit suicide, unable to live with what they have done. Mass killing is not a part of our nature. Quite the opposite is true. Myth: we have always had war. Fact: war is an invention of the last 5% of human existence. Archaeology finds little evidence of weapons or war gods or dominator societies before 4000 BCE. Myth: war is inevitable because of crises beyond our control, like resource scarcity, environmental crises, overpopulation, etc. Fact: humans are capable of rational behavior. War is always a choice, and other choices are always possible if humans use their genetically endowed imaginations and inventiveness. Nonviolent resistance is always a choice, as are negotiation, economic sanctions, and many other responses to aggression. Myth: we are a sovereign nation. Fact: sovereignty rests on the belief that a people can draw a line around themselves and keep out anything they do not want to enter their nation, by war as a last resort. In fact, borders are now wholly permeable. One cannot keep out intercontinental ballistic missiles, ideas and information, disease organisms, refugees and migrants, economic influences, new technologies, the effects of climate shift, cyber attacks, and cultural artifacts such as films and musical trends. Furthermore, most countries are not at all homogeneous, but have highly mixed populations. Myth: we go to war to ensure our defense. Fact: defense is different from offense. Defense means to protect one's borders from incursion as opposed to aggression, which is to cross another nation's borders to attack them. Establishing military bases around the world is offensive, and it is counterproductive, stimulating hostility and threats rather than eliminating them. It makes us less secure. A defensive military posture would consist only of a coast guard, border patrol, anti-aircraft weapons, and other forces able to repel attack. Current, quote, defense spending by the U.S. is almost wholly for projecting military power worldwide. Offense, not defense. Quote, but if the term has any meaning, it cannot be stretched to cover offensive war-making or aggressive militarism. If defense is to mean something other than offense, then attacking another nation so that they can't attack us first, or to send a message, or to punish a crime, is not defensive and not necessary. David Swanson, author, activist. Myth: some wars are good wars. For example, World War II. Fact: It is true that cruel regimes were destroyed in World War II, but to assert this is to use a curious definition of good. World War II resulted in overwhelming destruction of cities and all their cultural treasures, in an economic loss of unprecedented proportions, in massive environmental pollution, and, not least, the deaths of 100 million people, the maiming and dislocation of millions of others, the birth of two nuclear superpowers, and the unleashing of the age of nuclear terror. And both sides of World War II had the option, in the preceding years and decades, of taking steps that would have avoided warfare. Myth: the just war doctrine. Fact: the doctrine of just war, i.e., that a war is justified in spite of the general injunction to prefer peace, comes out of a 4th century CE rejection of the traditional Christian practice of pacifism. This doctrine stated that in order to go to war, many criteria had to be satisfied, including that the war had to be fought with proportionate means. The evil of the destruction could not outweigh the evil of not going to war, and that civilians were never to be attacked. The purposeful slaughter of civilians by mass aerial bombardment and the onset of the colossal deadliness of nuclear weapons make World War II an unjust war. In fact, given modern weapons, even so-called smart bombs, it is impossible to wage war without killing innocent children, women, old men, and other non-combatants. Calling this evil collateral damage does not make an exception for it. It simply describes it with a deceitful euphemism. Finally, the now proven alternative of nonviolent defense provides a resistance response to tyranny and invasion that satisfies all the criteria of just war without destroying millions of lives, and is a response that returns civilization to original Christian values. No war can satisfy the conditions of absolute last resort. In the wars of the last 20 years, the most important motive has been to control the flow of oil out of the Middle East. And, as we have seen, the so-called war on terror has only created more terrorists. However, a permanent state of war does benefit a small elite of war manufacturers and suppliers, and serves an excuse to restrict civil liberties. Myth: war and war preparation brings peace and stability. Fact: the ancient Romans said, "If you want peace, prepare for war." What they got was war after war until it destroyed them. What the Romans considered peace was dictating terms to the helpless conquered, much as occurred after World War I, at which time an observer said that this was not a peace but a truce that would last only 20 years, which turned out to be the case. Making war creates resentment, new enemies, distrust, and further wars. Preparation for war makes other nations feel they must also prepare, and so a vicious circle is created, which perpetuates the war system. Myth: war makes us safe. War may be unjust and bloody, but in the end it makes us safe. Corollary: the price of freedom is blood. Fact: war makes everyone less safe. The losers lose, the winners lose, and all the survivors lose. In fact, no one wins a modern war. Many are killed on both sides. If by chance the winners fight the war in the losers' land, the winners nevertheless have many killed, spend treasure that could have been used to benefit their own citizens, and pollute the earth through greenhouse gas emissions and the release of toxics. The victorious war paves the way for future arms races and instability, leading eventually to the next war. War simply doesn't work. Myth: war is necessary to kill the terrorists. Fact: war mythology tells us that our wars, whoever we are, kill evil people who need to be killed to protect us and our freedoms. In fact, while some, quote, terrorists are killed, recent wars waged by wealthy nations are one-sided slaughters of innocents and ordinary residents, and end up creating more terrorists while poisoning the natural environment. Rather than choosing violent response to terrorism or invasion, which are just symptoms of a conflict problem, it is more sensible to look for the causes of the disease which has led to the conflict. In particular, it is more effective to learn about the history and what part your nation might have played in creating the conflict and the hostility so that the problem can be dealt with at its root. Otherwise, a violent response just perpetuates and escalates the conflict. Myth. War is good for the economy and benefits the war makers. Fact. War and war preparation weaken an economy. Some people argue that it was World War II that got the West or the United States out of the Great Depression. In fact, it was government deficit spending that restarted the economy. The spending just happened to be on war production, things that, when used, nevertheless destroyed economic value. The spending could have gone for economic goods that improved the standard of living. It is well documented that a dollar spent on education and health care produces more jobs than the same dollar spent in the war industry, and a dollar spent on use value rather than bombs, such as rebuilding roads or establishing green energy, provides for the common good. Dollars spent to maintain the flow of oil end up polluting not only where it is eventually burned, but the oil used to power the military machine. In the U.S., 340,000 barrels a day, also leads to a degrading of the environment. While war spending benefits a small number of war profiteers, peace is good for everyone and for the natural environment.